everyone out there, you're listening to Teen Talks, the first ever podcast dedicated for teens. I'm Binod Day, the host of the podcast. So, put on your earphones and keep your mobile aside. Be calm and just listen to the podcast and try to relate the things with your life. Welcome to the fresh new episode of Teen Talks. Today, we're going to talk about grades. If you are a person with low grades, yeah, your society would neglect you, and that's going on nowadays. Grades have set boundaries to a person's creativity. Let's get back to history. Why were grades actually introduced? Yeah, as you have correctly guessed, grades were introduced to measure one's capacity to learn things, to cram the knowledge, and to create a whole massive competition among students. यार सब कुछ बदल चुका है 21st सेंचुरी में. द लिविंग कल्चर, टेक्नोलॉजी, ऑटोमोबाइल, माइंडसेट्स, फाइनेंशियल कंडीशन, एवरीथिंग हैज चेंज्ड. बट दिस ग्रेडिंग सिस्टम हैज नॉट येट चेंज्ड. इट्स कंप्लीटली सेम एज व्हाट इट वाज अ सेंचुरी अगो. बेसिकली द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ ग्रेड्स वाज टू क्लासिफाई स्टूडेंट्स अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर लेवल ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस. नॉर्मली एन ए ग्रेड वाज कंसिडर्ड to be the most brilliant students, while an E or an F grade was considered to be the most foolish, illiterate and underprivileged. Yeah, that was same a century ago, and it's still same in 21st century. Yeah, things have got a little changed, but not the whole system. Everybody is busy in chasing grades, not the knowledge. Today, the learnings are compromised only for grades. Yeah, even schools no longer aspire other creative things. Yeah, maybe they have it, like sports and other co-curricular activities. They have it. But you know, they are just like to show off. See, many schools focuses on things like sports, dance, drama, music, etc. But actually, grades is playing behind the game. A kid who is in 5th standard has already crammed a lot of rules, formulas, definitions, and much other stuff. But will he remember anything after 4 years, 5 years, or 6 years what he had already learned in 5th standard? No. So, yeah, what's the use here? A kid should be taught ethics, basic language, basic mathematics, and nowadays he could be taught basic computer skills. That's enough. That's enough for a kid. It should be practical. But our education system is teaching ethics when we grow up. What should be taught at a young age is being taught now. Is it real education? I don't think so. Yeah, we have already been told before that a single piece of paper cannot decide our future. Yeah, it's correct up to some extent. But if a person who is damn good at his skills, but if he has not a formal education and a degree out there, he is useless. Until and unless he is like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, or any other self-employed guy out there. So yes, grades are somewhere important. Grades are not just a piece of paper. I know you are confused about the fact that are grades important or are they not so important? Or should we not focus on grades? Yeah, so the final conclusion we have is grades are important from today's perspective. Yeah, but let's redefine the criteria for grades. You should not focus on grades, right? You should not focus on grades, but rather you should focus on the learning. Focus on the skills. Take your time, understand the things, and once you gear up, once you have a good grip over all concepts, then you can easily score the grades as you wish. So here is how you focus on two things together, two shots with single aim.